Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard to live it, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Wonderful. Again, is the lovely voice of Sam Cooke singing a pleasant melody. I thank you for tuning into the program today, and I'm here again. I'm quite a bit perplexed. I know that our time as humans, our time limited. And my assessment of the everyday life that I see, and looking at the human world and what we do night after night and day after day, I just don't feel good about it. Just don't feel good about it. Yeah, I just don't. And based on the things that I put my attention to, as it were, to see if, you know, to have judgment of what I am seeing. You know, considering that, you know, we all have a heart inside of us that beats, that make us live, right? And it's just like if you're, if you, when you have a primary part in your car engine that is working, you know, sometimes your car can run well with some parts not working well. It depends on what it is. But sometimes some simple things, if it fails, the entire car, all the good parts will not allow it to run because the failure of one simple, what we would call a simple part. And I am looking on the life of people everywhere on the planet. What I'm looking at, to think of the human entity as a whole, it is such a mess. It is such a mess. All right. Then I look on the spiritual side of humanity. And I don't see any, like, as it were, hope to humanity on the spiritual side. Because don't even talk about the church. Because I'm over 70 now, and I'm in the church from I was like 7 years of age. And what I have learned since then and now, I see it was late when I learned to read and understand to a measure that I was able to have certain satisfaction of what I am understanding and wish that had occurred in from my earlier years. However, what I where my knowledge level is today, I know much beyond my early days, and I'm very glad that I am able to see things at the level I do see them. On one side, I am completely happy about my ability to see and reason. But on the other side, it's like I need more knowledge in order to attain a higher sense of what is going on. Because the way I do feel sometimes, I do not accept what certain of my feelings you know, what it has to offer, my sense of a better prospective life. I mean, for me to live on. So, based on my better thinking, I am bound to think that I need more knowledge, because sometimes it's like I'm not giving up on the way that I'm living, but it's like I am not satisfied with the way things are going, because the way it's going is not making any sense to me, in that the way I try to live and to reflect, well, it's, you know, it's not that I'm trying to reflect anything. It's a matter of doing the best I can, and that reflects whether or not I want it to reflect. But whilst I'm doing something, I am creating effect, people definitely is going to notice. And so, I am not happy with the idea that, yes, it's going to go on like this until something stops. All the calamity that's going on and things that would make me feel unhappy, it will go on and stay until something stopped. Either that I am dead and I don't know nothing more about it, or before I'm dead, something can stop the calamity and bring life to a better atmosphere, a better thing, a better experience. You know, one of the things that is bothering me is the mental health of humanity as a whole is just not good. And you probably may not understand, but as you know, it takes an explanation of certain things before you really understand what somebody is getting into. And what I'm talking about is we live off communication, all kinds of medium of communication, human to human. And just think of the diversity of that. You know, you're talking to people around the world using either some radio transmitter or Skype, you know, and many other communication devices that people are using to communicate. It all comes down to communication. And what are we communicating about that basically is bringing about what I am thinking and how I evaluate the progress, the direction, the achievement we have made in perceiving and digesting a higher knowledge about life
and how we can promote a better understanding and, you know, having the sense we have to put in interest into the way we think and the way we act, considering, you know, I mean, people are going to make a party and they're going to, like, feel good about going to the party and they're going to have fun and things like that. All right, so why do you have to go have fun? For what? It means that you have a spirit inside of you that wants stimulation, that you just get up every day and do the same old, same old. You go to the job and, you know, you may love your job and everything like that, but you're doing it every day. You become too used to it, you know, so it doesn't matter how you love your job, but there are other things that you want to do to get, you know, I mean, you can't just, you know, live all your life happy with your job. It doesn't matter how much money you're making. You know, there are a lot of other things that your spirit want to enjoy apart from that. See, it doesn't matter how you like certain music, but hey, you know, you're going to pace, you know, or space the time, the amount of time you listen to that music, you know. So what I am really saying is, as far as my panoramic view of humanity as a whole, the quality and the mix of humanity, and to, let's say, give a broad analysis of human development. Human development. How developed are we? Now, we do know that society has a mix of people. You have educated people, you have the wealthy people, and you have the not so wealthy and or reading class of people. Society has this mass of humanity, but it is humanity anyway, right? Now, if we think about the BC era of people and what the BC era of people, what were they like? What was their mentality? What those people thought about? Clearly, it's different from what we have here called AD Anno Domini. So if you put together view of the cultural people before AD Anno Domini and compare it with AD Anno Domini time with this human existence of today, where, you know, we know what the culture of the people of the past and civilization, and now, did we go backward with AD Anno Domini? Now, if I put that question out, because I think this is a good question. Now, I don't read and study beforehand what I'm going to say. I am just playing it by hair, right? And let touch the energy and let the energy flow. That's what I'm doing right now. But it just come to me, fall in line, to say, while we're talking about comparing the cultural civilization before AD and Adamani came about. Because when did BC era, with all the calendaral setting, how long ago was that? And to think that, you know, we have to deal with our past, just like when you were born. If you were dead, you wouldn't be around here today. But you live, and you're still not dead. So talking about what happened in your life, say over the past 40 years or so, all the things that you did, remember how many jobs have you had? Cars did you own? And how many different houses did you live in? Now, all of them count in your life because they contribute something. Either the house was, you know, keeping you shelter from rain and sun, or, you know, cold and, or, you know, and thing like that. And the cars that you own, they're all gone. You either sell them, scrap them, or whatever it is. But everything that happened in your life that contributes to your life, later on, when those things are no longer there, but you had them, and they affected you. And it is the effect that they had on your life that carry you on to where you are today. Without those things, you would not be here, because what would you live on? You see what I mean? So it's just like we're born from a mother and we have a father. And if they were not there to bring us into the world, we would not be here. So these things count, your past. Because your parents are dead and gone, for those of us who it's applicable to, they're dead and gone. You know, you will never be able to produce your mother or your father that are gone. And you're here. We'll die like them someday, but we're talking about now we are alive. We're not dead yet. So we're going through the experience, and that is what I'm talking about. Now, when I ask the question, what really happened when there was a change of the calendar? Did anybody that decided to change the original calendar, the solar calendar, and then chose to have a lunar calendar? One of the things that is important to me about that change is this. The solar calendar with the houses of the zodiac and the different elements to that calendar, the moon contributes to it. Okay, so that calendar tamed of the use of the moon, right? So, and based upon the reason why that calendar was created, it has to do with the immortal gods on Earth. It was about them, because today, when we talk about church, look at some similarities here to look on. When we talk about church and all, you know where the idea of church come from? All right. Well, church now is, we never had church under BC era.
We have the gods. We have polytheism. We have religion, the way of life, not church. And if you look carefully in the world literature textbook and you read about what the Romans, the white people who were called Romans back then, they talk about how the gods bless them to acquire things and bless them to rule the nations of the world and all that kind of stuff. In the world, it's a textbook. They don't call themselves Europeans. They call themselves Romans. And of course, if you understand the history and why white people call themselves Romans, you know, it's a criminal thing. But until today, you don't see anybody seem to understand why white people call themselves Romans. All right. So I'm saying to you now that whether or not we progressed forward in changing to a lunar calendar. And I'm saying, since the moon doesn't have the characteristics to take the place of the first calendar, well, for anyone who can appreciate the reasoning, they do understand what I'm saying. Because I'm talking about your parents and the role that your parents play in your life. And when they are gone and you are here and they are gone, you can have no interaction with them. And when you think about the role that they play in your life, it is something that is so significant that you have to think well and see the effects of what they were to you when they were alive. Well, what happened when they are dead? The purpose that they served to you before they were dead, it is what carry you on. Beginning with when you were born, they were an effect in your life. So now we want to talk about the calendar. When we start to live, now we are living by yourself and you remember everything that your parents taught you and stuff like that, right? There's a lot of what you are today, and they may dead and gone 20, 15 years, 10 years or something like that. And you're still living off of them, even though they are gone, because the spiritual part of them will always remain and affect you until you're dead. Well, what was the effect on the purpose and effect of the first calendar? Do you know? And you know what? It would be very nice if you know. And there are some people out there that I must conclude that know what I'm talking about. I'm not, you know, like thinking that way, like it's only me, read and know. I don't think like that. So people out there know what I'm talking about. And will able to decide whether I'm making some sense or I'm just talking gibberish, nonsense. Our existence in life, I'm looking at, you know, people and myself and think about and look at people when they are talking. And I'm thinking, say, well, wow, look at how a person radiates when they are alive. And I'm thinking about the electronic circuitry that causes us to like make manifestation. Let's say we have what is called the five senses. And look in the face of a person. Now, a person's face is generating
and making an effect. Some people have more facial expression than others. However, it's the blood work inside that carries the life inside of you that make you smile or make you frown or stuff like that. All right. So we're talking now about, if we know about the effect of the first calendar, their knowledge there that will affect us and does affect us in one way or another. And as far as our brain goes, the brain, without the brain, we don't live, we don't prosper. And if your brain is not working good, you know, you don't prosper either. Right? How much do we know that we live by our brain? How much do we know? How much do we know about the first human being that evolved on Earth? How much do we know about that? How much do we know about the second species that came after the first one that is called hominid, ape-like human being? How much do we know about that? How much do we know about when the other species of human being came to make humanity a perfect whole? Right? The lower one and the next one that make perfect human being called hybrid. How much we know about that? So I know when I feel distress and, you know, feel like disconnected, because I know from a boy, I never liked the idea. I've just seen people all the time. And nothing that is giving me like a higher sense of existence. And I always wonder, you know, why I only see human beings like myself. And nothing else. There was something there. There was something there that I thought about when I was young boy, like, you know, maybe 10, 11, 12, 13 or so like that. Yeah. Somehow, I felt like something, you know, I'm devoid of something that, you know, I shouldn't feel that way. Like there should be something to like fill that space, that give me that void. All right. So now I'm coming back to whether or not, I hope I'm all in my tune. You know, if I, you know, I'm going around and stuff like that, I'm coming back, you know, because as far as I'm concerned, I'm on the same channel of whatever we as human beings have developed to. The fact remains is like when I look at people talking, let's say on the TV or in person, and I look in their face, I look in the faces of these different people, and I, you know, whether or not they're happy or sad, and I'm looking and say, the eyes. You know, they is like they their eyes keep on, I mean, shutting and opening up, you know, they call it winking or so, like automatically your eyes, you know, close and open up and retain your focus and attention to what you are talking about. And I'm thinking, what is causing that person to manifest so much different type of effect from their face? and why your eyes would help to radiate that you're feeling happy. Even your lips, I mean, and when people are dead, none of that happens. But when you're alive, it's like magic. You know, you see what I mean? It's like magic. Now, all of that comes to me in or with relevance to the calendar and the purpose of the first calendar, right? To when we come to the second calendar, what kind of effect do you suppose we sense and are conscious of in the changing of the calendar? Do we miss anything? You know what I mean? By having the moon calendar? And it may not come to mind. It may not come into our attention that there is something there that we should be concerned about. Because if we want to forget that the calendar serve a purpose, well, you can live like a bug and you don't care about, you know, what the calendar was. You know what I mean? Because you don't think those lions out there looking food every day, you don't think that they care about the calendar, right? No. And neither do the first humanoid, the first ape-like humanoid. They don't care about the first calendar either. They didn't care about neither second calendar. I'm talking about during the time that they kept their first estate as a hominid, 100%. Now, you ever feel what they call downhearted? You know, you just don't feel lively. You just don't feel happy. But guess what? Something can happen, you know, something can happen that makes you feel revived and your mind becomes, you know, thinking positive and feel okay. You don't feel that downhearted feelings anymore. All right. And so we're talking about the civilization before our time. And here we are now in what is called AD Anno Domini. What is the reason why AD Anno Domini came about? Do you know it meant a new world? And a new world that is uncivilized, and that it is a two-world colliding. You understand that? The first calendar, hardly anybody understand what the first calendar was for. And a lot of people think that calendar is just an almanac to help farmers know when to plant, you know, in season, their crops. Yes, that's true. And what is keeping us from having a full awareness of the first calendar? I tell you, I grew up, I didn't know that, because I tell you, if you grew up in church, you're not going to know zilch about what I'm talking. Because we grow up as it were, like goat and cat and stuff like that. Because of what happened in other world and a part of what we see and know happen is the change of the calendar, the solar calendar, and the purpose of it. The purpose of it is dumped by these sodomite white people. Yes. And that is a part of what depressed me when I think, when I listen to what they say about the United States presidency. The United States presidency. I don't know if you're seeing, but you don't know what the change of the calendar, the solar calendar, what it means to humanity. These white people don't give a darn. They are the ones that make a second calendar. Why? Because they are on a fucking culture. White people are hominid, and they are the ones that make trouble to cause them to start talking. They were not supposed to be talking. White people are not supposed to be here doing the kind of stuff that they are doing, because that's not what their evolution was all about. It was to make stone tools and light a fire, because that's all they developed to naturally. That's what they developed to naturally. Now, I imagine they are somewhere listening to me talking this. They don't want to hear what I have to say because they don't have the blood of the gods. And neither do they have any blood of Jesus, because Jesus never exists. But they would have us to think Jesus exists, right? Of course. You see, and everything that we have learned under A.D. and Adamani, it all has to do with sedating our brain. Everything in the Bible is set to sedate the people who have the blood of the gods. The blood of the gods that mix with white sapien it create marvel on the planet by bringing forth human being that could have the mind of the gods. White people don't have the mind of the gods. You see, they have minds like animals because they were apes. They were apes. And why are they talking and look like humans? It's something they did in history. And, you know, it may be so strange. But I'm telling you that's why, whether or not you like it. But it's history. You don't read history in church when you go to church, when you talk about Jesus. All they want is Jesus Christ and him crucified. And not even no molecule exists in the thought about Jesus and his Father God. Not even one molecule in what is said is true. It's just not true. And I'm asking you now, do we progress forward by the change of the calendar? You don't know that. No, I would. How much would I give you? Call me and tell me about what I'm talking about. And tell me whether or not
I am wrong in what I'm saying. 347-850-1358. You have a lot of time to call me and tell me about what I'm saying. Because this is important, because we will die soon when we will not make any manifestation ever again in the flesh. To be living the way we are, like life is just what it is, right? We eat and drink and, you know, try to do, you know, like educate ourselves and do things so that we can, you know, make a good living and everything like that. And now, there's a lot of people who have a lot of money right now, and look here, what are they doing with it? Now, there are some people that have money, and they're doing good things with it, like really put some, like they always talk about, give back, right? I try to, you know, like give people money as a gift, you know, for them to go spend and do what they want to do. Some people don't mind that, but some people will never give you money because they think you're going to be more wealthy than them or something like that. A lot of things that is going on, my friend, since the calendar change. People turn fool. People turn idiot. And remember now, people become a fool after these white people start to talk. Remember, like, say, almost 3.5 million years ago, they were in Africa sporting themselves around as hominids, right? And develop to, making better stone tools and stuff like that. But their development did not allow them to do anything else. It didn't make them talk. It takes blood. They're mingling with the African ethnic hybrid people. These white people are the ones that come to begin to like do things, to write, to do business and do all kinds of things, and to indoctrinate the African people, who they realize they can communicate with and change the way their views. And that's what these white people have done. See, they now, who couldn't talk and couldn't make anything civilized, they are doing all of it now. How did they come to do it? Things happen in the world, and the only thing you really know about is subscribe to everything that the sodomite culture white people do, because they are not going to assist you to know what world history means, because it would totally destroy their importance now, because now they can talk when millions of years they were not talking. But now that they are talking, they decide that the people by whom energy they come to talk, they don't want them around. You know about white supremacy, don't you? Yes. And they managed to know how to destroy our brain. And the sexuality is one of what they use. Sexuality, because they know they are apes, they have rhesus blood, their taxonomic blood is not supposed to mingle with the next species. And that's exactly what they did, is mingle their blood with the next species that were not hominid, was not hominid. Okay? So, if you don't get to know the dynamics, the spiritual
dynamics, the principality that causes life to be, then you will be just like these white people. Because, you see, they make up churches and stuff like that. I was born and grow seed churches, and my parents were Christians and everything. When they did something like that to the African people, they killed us. They killed us. That when I read now in the World History textbook, I must grieve. I must grieve, because when I read both the evil stuff that these white people write into this World History textbook and see their attitude against us, who is right here in front of them. But the very gods that once upon a time, when they needed help out of their cultural limitation, they turned to the gods because they themselves knew there was no other type of source to help them survive but the gods. And the gods, not talking about spirit, talking about immortal creatures that came to earth and put up all of the wonders that we see in the world, that as much as these white people are out of their, you know, out of their development mind, because they are no longer under their development sense of reason. When they breach their sense of reason by mixing their blood with the hybrid blood, the Elohim blood, they began to talk. But they don't talk because we are some white sapien species, subgroup. That's not why they talk. They talk because we become the second subgroup of white sapien. But so does the Neanderthals. Is or was subgroup of the sapien species. What's the difference between them? They are the genetic, not genetic, but generic. The Neanderthals was the generic subgroup of the wise sapien. And the wise sapien DNA that the gods use to mix with their DNA, and that was taken through the process of fertilization in vitro in Glashub. So we are created from genetic manipulation. We, the hybrid people that you're looking at here, and these white people who come in, and the story is in this World History textbook. Well, guess what? You may not know it. And if you even read it, you probably don't make no sense to you, because when you're under the syndrome, Christian Bible, you're blind. Your brain is not functioning right, but you probably don't know. I can tell you because I was Christian. And so, it's the reason why I am the way I am, because I'm going through the experience of growing up in church where I couldn't read or, you know, or get serious about, you know, things like what I'm talking about right now. But since I do, and I am, you know, it wasn't like somebody was trying to teach me and I wasn't getting on with it. It's a matter that it happened in my development that I first went and at about age 27 to adult school and graduate with adult high school, where I began to read much on a much higher level than fourth grade, okay? So I'm no big reader right now, but you hear me talking. I'm not talking like I'm a fourth grader. you know, I have a lot of things that are wrong. You know, I don't develop well. I don't train well and get the right education and stuff. But I'm doing much beyond when I was fourth grade level reader, comprehension. So I get to understand certain things that I am not crossing the line over to people with PhD and masters and bachelors and all that kind of stuff. I get along with these people so well. I mean, even from when I was fourth grade level, I get along with people who have a whole bunch of university or college education. And it was the nicest relationship with them and me because I don't have a problem with educated people. Not a bit. You know, because I am not jealous of them. And look, if they want my physical help to do something, I'm quick to help them because I'm not going to like feel like, oh, I don't want to help them because they, you know, are, you know, better off than me. No, I don't have inferiority complex. I just don't. I want to learn from somebody who will know better than me. Why shouldn't I? You know what I mean? That's the way I feel about it. You going to help me. You know, so what is it I'm going to like show you bad face and, you know, and don't like you because you this and you that? No. Sure, I want to see you have a nice car. I can get a ride in there too. You know, that's the way I feel. And if I ever drive your car, I going to drive it like it's my car. I ain't lying to you. I don't have no envy for anything that anybody have because I don't run down money and do certain kind of things like other people who nurse and cherish money in a certain kind of way. I don't do that. I don't bother with that. But look, I want somebody that go to work every day, even when I'm sick, right? I'm not making a lot of money, but look, I am going there every day to get what I can get, though. But I don't have the attitude where I'm running after cash like a lot of people do. You know what I mean? And I'm not telling anybody not to, like, go run down cash and do what they might do because they don't have my thinking on my mind. They don't. But I don't have a problem with people. I am in support of people prospering and not at the rate I want them to prosper. I would help a person to prosper the way they want to prosper, not the way I want them to prosper. I'm not going to cut the help I can render a person because I want to govern them based on how I feel. No. It's a total different thing in my thinking. And so, my friends, I have this nature inside of me. And I truly, inside of me, think white people must be expelled.
from African people, culture. And I'm not telling you that because I am hateful. I am telling you that from what I have read in the World History textbook. Because the World History textbook tells me when I least thought I wouldn't know for right then who white people were. Because I was always looking for historic information about white people. And the few things that I come to find was not getting to the root of their origin to me. Just like how I have not I am not pleased with my own African people and writing history. Because now I realize that why there are a few African people writing history nowadays, it is because of what the white people began to do. And they found out, especially in Africa, that white people are going to use writing some kind of history that destroy our existence. So they began now to not just rely on tradition, word of mouth, their life experience in writing. So when I went out to find books like in the library and stuff like that, and even from African library, the books that I want to read is for African to be writing exactly how they come about originally. You see what I mean? Because most are the direct information that I have read so far that means fundamental knowledge to me about humanity. It comes from modern man. It comes from modern man. Or what they call Cro-Magnon and Yamnaya, because a lot of them are scholars and I look at stuff very broadly and generously, and what I have found out, well, the reason why Cro-Magnon and Yamnaya people, modern man, come about, it is because of us. They got the blood of the gods that is in us. Why they are talking, right? Yes. So if they were dumb, they would not be talking or writing or nothing. But because their criminal thing that make them start talking and have a culture now that is far above when they were just Homo erectus. So, I don't feel anywhere bad that they are scholars writing and doing a whole bunch of good things. But they are still of the culture of the hominid. And what do you expect from them? Well, some of them may not live like a sodomite. But they are those who are going to be sodomites. All right. So my thing is this. Those of them that are real scholars, they are interested in
ancient history and stuff like that. And such guys like Zachariah Sitchin, Dr. Noah Kramer, you know, that spent like a good year or so in Mesopotamia and dealing with Sumerian cuneiform and writing information that come from clay tablets. Zachariah Sitchin, he's into the cuneiform too, and writing from tablets that like maybe 10,000 years of age. And a lot of these information come from undermond, you know, cover these stuff up underground. And you have some of them that are that does excavation and enroute, you know, cities that buried underground. So I don't have anything against them, but it brings to my mind how I am getting information from a source that has been unlikely or was not to be expected. More so than getting it from my own people. But no, to say this, my people have been damaged long time. Talking about 2,600 years ago in Africa. Their mind is damaged up long time because Africa totally abandoned kingship. There's hardly anybody who knows at any time where Africa was serving as kingship. Africa is dead. If anything is alive, it's some people and the land itself, but the institution of government in Africa is paralyzed. And most of our people are backward because Africa allowed these white people to come in and mess up these people with their sodomite culture. See here? It is African people who in government that give these white people opportunity that they would not have otherwise have. Africa give it to them. So that when I'm looking for books, even ask a librarian to like, you know, get books from African library. And the books that they get from them, still not telling me. These guys are talking midstream things that has nothing to do with when they were in the cradle and being born on the first in the beginning, you know, like when the gods created us. No, you don't see them write that. They don't write that. But the tablets of thousands of years that's coming from way back, like in the prehistory before the flood, when the gods on earth and when they created us 200,000 years ago, the African people are not writing that. E.B. Du Bois, he writes, and he writes some important things, but he's in the midstream, way down to where we are here, and writing about the white people, them, and they're talking, but just like Marcus Garvey and the rest of our advocates, they're not concerned about how we were created at all. You know what I mean? Something is bad. So we are far from knowing what the original calendar is, because it so happened that it is these white people who come and do evil things to us and begin to have children with our people, which is not supposed to happen. Taxonomic blood must not mix here. And look at what the mixing of taxonomy DNA blood. Look at what it does to the white people then, who come with their monkey blood and have that sexual encounter mix with the monkey blood and the blood of the gods that they put to create the hybrid with the sapien, the wise sapien. The effect I see that it has on these talking white people, they're very brilliant. They are very brilliant, but they have a downside to them. You see what I mean? They are very brilliant, but they have what is called, they're lacking civilized depth. It doesn't matter whether or not they have many degrees in university. We're talking about something different from just actual learning, able to read. It is a different nature, far beyond just reading. White people will never have. You see what I mean? And it is the reason why no white person, no matter how wealthy they are and educated, if you put them with an African person who have just ordinary academic education, they will outdo the white person with the whole bunch of degrees. And that's not a joke. That's not a joke. Because there is something different with the hybrid people that no other human being can develop. So when they come and fuck the hybrid person and go off to have talking babies, they only get some of what the hybrid person has. All right? And what happened to the hybrid person in that mixture of taxonomic blood that not supposed to happen? The black people faculty was harmed, and the kind of operation that the black person's brain was given, the way it was operating, instantly it stopped. It ceased from operating that way. And that is clear into my eyes reading about these African people that developed the first 100,000 years. You don't read anything at all. Nothing at all is brought forth that there was a problem with them. No. And when did something happen to show that they start malfunction and downgraded? It is since some of them left Africa for the last 100,000 years. That brings us to existence of 200,000 years ago then, since we started hybrid human life. We become worthless. We become people who don't like each other. We begrudge each other. I didn't read none of that before. And this is the problem. When we lose awareness of who we are, that's all she wrote. Why the world become what it is, and that now we are satisfied instead of what the history shows, that the kind of society that we are to have on earth. We have the opposite. Since these white people come in and mix their blood with ours, the gods came and set up society. And here, when these people become a part of our blood, they gradually work themselves in to us, because they are now talking. They understand us and we begin to understand them. You see, but they learn everything from us, though. And they develop and advance themselves way ahead of time. So now you may be asking, you know, since when? But, you know, we're coming along about many thousands of years. 100,000 years ago was when the interbreeding went on. So it's a long time now that they are practicing to become a culture like you see they have it here. And if we don't read and know, we won't know what happened. But this is what is happening today. That they don't look on us like we are anybody at all. No more than so. I mean, they have to respect some of us, yes. They retain a supremacy. Like you see, Oprah is there. Oprah go to Africa and make up school. Does Oprah make up any school in America? No. There are certain things these white people not going to allow you who are underneath them to do. And how did they get to be above us? Africa. Our own people do it, mess us up. Because it comes down to money. And see, they allow, you know, this is a very, very sad thing. Whereas we have gotten the power to rule. We were the last on the succession. We common hybrid people. We were the last to rule. When, just say, the gods are getting ready to leave town, kingship government is the government that rule, if you read history, show you where they come from. And that earth is, our earth was a part of that planet and was severed from that planet. Why? We have all this water because You will read that Enki is a man of water. It's like he live on the ocean. You see? And we don't know anything because of these white people come and put us into the church. All right. So let me go back now to the question I asked. And I asked it already. Did we excel when the calendar was changed, or we go down? Look, if you understand the question, then I don't need to ask it again. I'll just say what I see to be the effect and what happened after those things occurred. Cannot use imperfection to defeat perfection. You just cannot do that. And this is how a lot of countries respect what they call the United States, because they have like the best military. No other country don't want to mess with them, because if you want to get blown off the planet, these are the sodomites that's ready to do it for you. See what I mean? they can develop this supremacy. Only the gods alone can blow these guys out of existence. If you are going to talk about military power, well, see what the gods did in Sodom and Gomorrah. Right? Where they're talking about Lot's wife, you know, became a pillar of smoke. They say a pillar of salt. But, you know, there is something about that. They're not writing it and telling us the right thing, because these white people come into our lives and begin to write about us, and nobody's stopping them because Africa is behind them. So I am saying that the calendar, if it hadn't been for the gods that came to Earth, we would not have civilization. We wouldn't have a calendar. And the calendar is, you might not know, but the calendar was really based up on the existence of the gods on Earth. And their working, the work that they were doing on Earth, the calendar was used as a vital timekeeping thing. And a yearly celebration was always held by the kings for the gods, to glorify the gods. And these different, what you call the pantheons and the places, the houses of worship, where human beings go to worship the gods and goddesses. And you read about it in the world literature textbook. It's not church. But when these white people got elevated through the establishment of kingship by the gods, they went off on their own and begin to make like Christianity and talk about it as a church and substitute the gods for God. Okay? It's the Elohim that are gods. We don't know anything about no God that make heaven and earth. It's not in our civilized history. But now when we don't know, when we do not know the history, and it's Bible we know, the Bible come like a farther, greater than history book to us, and we are down, we are in desolate condition right now. Desolate condition. That these white people, the kind of monkey business that they talk, it does not do anything positive for the African people, civilized nature and mind. Although we are damaged and our brain not working the way it's supposed to, but the more we learn about our history, is the more we will get healed in that, in some measure there, if not complete. But as long as we are kept thinking that church and God and these things and Satan's thrown down from heaven, everything, you know, is put together to cause people like a consensus in what the divine power of the gods or, you know, what it is and what it does. We will never come to ourselves as long as you go to church. As long as you believe in the Holy Ghost, that's not what the knowledge is. Not no Holy Ghost, you know. And if you don't know the right thing, you're going to hold on to the thing that you believe in. Believe, not knowledge. But if you read and know the knowledge, you will help yourself. So what I'm trying to tell you now is that if we don't know Kalinda is all about, see, the church is used to substitute for what we would normally do, the way we would live. The church come in and teach us something completely different. It is unacceptable. Because when you're reading in the Bible about a Messiah is to come, you know, it's one of the tricks that these white people use. Because they were invading us and killing us and take charge of everything we have while they are talking like, oh, you know, it's an oracle. You know what I mean? They turn it into an oracle. And when they're telling about Caesar Augustus, you know, send out decree that men should be taxed, it sounds like it's a nice thing. And Constantine got converted and, and turned Christian and all this kind of stuff. We are confused. We don't know what is what. You see? And now it's hard for the African people to think that they are superior to white people. It's difficult because the education that you're supposed to have to know yourself, you're far from having it. And you don't think on those terms anymore because your brain is the circuitry of your brain don't contain those information anymore. You would have to relearn and reteach yourself, right? How to think and how to act. But as long as you are participating into white people, where they get you to think now like you are in the right world. White people don't represent civilization, straight and plain. And we will not get them out of our culture like history, world history textbook tells us. That a culture is a people, it tells you. And you won't pay no attention to it. I mean, because your brain is pretty much paralyzed. You see what I mean? But the world history textbook, that this world history textbook doesn't tell you that Europeans that go up from Africa into Europe 1.5 million years ago, it doesn't list them as civilized society. They are not a civilized culture. And because they become Cro-Magnon, modern man, Yamnaya culture, they now have this attitude of like challenging that they are the most better people on the planet. And they're going to Mars and they're going all kind of things and stuff like that. But my friends, listen. I'm telling you, the challenge is understood that the white people they are putting out there, but cannot be tolerated, especially for the fact that they are sodomites. They are homosexual. And they reach a stage now because we are down, our brain is down. They are telling us that we must get used to them. No, why they have to be among us? For what reason? Now, you understand the challenge? What it is about? You're not getting rid of them unless you really know who you are. But you can't know who you are when you go to their church and you keep your eyes on Jesus. That's the problem. You're keeping your eyes on Jesus when, as long as your heart believes in Jesus, you will never see that Jesus anytime. Because they said Jesus would come the first time. Jesus not come the first time. You believe it that Jesus come the first time. And even though the prophets them say a Messiah would come and what he should do to fulfill the prophecy. You don't see that any prophecy fulfilled about Jesus. You are believing that Jesus come and that fulfill the prophecy. That can't fulfill no prophecy. The prophecy say to us a child is born, a son is given. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Of his rule and government there shall be no end upon the throne of David. Did you see that fulfilled in the New Testament? Did you see that in the New Testament? It's not in the New Testament. What is in the New Testament is as good as them said the dog was dead. Because there is nothing that fulfills the scripture. And there are other things in the scriptures because our brain is down, we don't see. I am beginning to see this thing because I begin to read and understand on the level that I comprehend words. And when I begin to see things that are not true, it is easy for me to accept it is not true. I don't believe that no more. I'm going to treat it as knowledge. Now, I want to close off on what I'm saying here, but the last thing, just on this line of thought, the emergence of civilization. In general terms, the culture of a people is the way of life they follow. And when you talk about people, you can't talk about people without talking about their sexuality, because that is what brings life. That is what brings, you know, the knowledge and the blessings of life is sexuality. You see it in animals as well, because it's that sexuality bring more cattle and make the ranchers wealthy. Dogs bring, you know, other dogs. And whatever the use of dogs is, human beings who make use of animals are blessed with the animals because of sex. Talk about Homo erectus are homosexual. And anything they do, that is their culture. And if you're going to lay down with them and have sex with them, it means that you are going to be contaminated with rhesus blood. That means your brain will never function. If your brain was good and untainted, as an African hybrid person, anytime you go fucking with racist blood people, your brain is gone. There's no joke about that. And into the world is a textbook. Your Bible ain't going to tell you this, but this world is a textbook. It's a book that its purpose is offering record of the past. Now, if anybody write bogus stuff in this book, woe be to them, because they will be found, punished for doing it, because that's going against nature. It's going against civilization, because if you weren't civilized, you couldn't participate in reading. So these white people who couldn't talk did something, they started to talk, and they come and pollute talking, hurt people with talking. So, I'm telling you that when you read about the end of the Neolithic age between 4000 and 3000 BC, New development began to affect Neolithic towns. In some areas, the use of metal marked a new level of human control over the environment and its resources. I'm going to put this to you in my argument to negate white people. Negate white people. This is serious. And you may think that I am an eightfold on this and that. Oh, these are sodomites that's killing us. You don't talk about the eightfold when they kill us. So don't bother even think about this guy is eightfold. He's not forgiving. Because that's a Jesus talk. Okay? No Jesus never in the world. White people brainwash us with Jesus and Adam and Eve. You see, Adam and Eve is not for white people to write and tell us about that. It is our business. It's history. It's because they're into our history, they're using it to enhance themselves, write Bible. White people don't have nothing at all to offer black people. Nothing. And this is authority. White people cannot overrule World Literature Textbook. It's the reason why we have the World Literature Textbook. They can go in there and filth, of course. And it's for us to know where they filth in there and make sure we don't walk in their filth. Now, what I'm trying to tell you is properly, this World History Textbook tells you about the end of the Neolithic Age. And I just read that to you. And it begins to tell you now about... There's nothing in here about civilization, okay? And white people don't have anything to do with civilization. You hear that? Officially, so that they are talking and they can do a whole bunch of stuff. So you understand why they are doing commerce stuff. You understand that? But you have got to go back to where they're coming from. And know that I don't say they did not exist 3.5 million years. I don't deny that. I am following the history. And the only way we are going to survive is to follow the history, you see, and don't get off of it and go over to like these white people now talking like, oh, they are the ones that know everything. No, they don't know anything beyond what we know. Because the same history textbook tell us about them, tell us about us. And when it comes to the most important thing, their species and about our species. We have that distinction down here. And this is the reason why I'm telling you. They were in Africa 2 million years. And then they go up to Europe. And they're up in Europe now about another 1.5 million years. So altogether, they have an existence of dead or alive 3.5 million years. All right. Did they at any time establish tongue during that time? Just think about what I'm saying. Because look, I am splitting this right down the center. If white people can prove that they were talking for all that time, 2 million years in Africa, when they were going up into Europe, did they develop tongue to talk? It's not developed to make stone tools and light a fire. And said they were able to go up into Europe because, you know, they could make a fire to warm themselves in colder areas. That's what it says. Now, this is no fooling around, because we have a species that is half dead right now because of them. So to have them on us as homosexual, I try to teach you homosexuality, that must not be accepted at all. But how many people agree with that? I'm reading the history and I'm following the history. You are going to church and you believe where them say a church and follow all of our own people, them brilliant African people, turned sodomite. Eddie Long. They said T.G. Jakes is a faggot. You see what I mean? And there, you go to Jamaica, you have minister a faggot. You have Jim Jones that carried the people from America and go to Jonestown and kill them off. Almost 1,000 of them. All over the world. And where these people spread Christianity, all of those places, full of faggots. These white people here. So they are a culture that is identified without any kind of a problem. Why are we African people not trying hard enough to receive our sight by reading the history that is not fooling you about time and judgment? So I am showing you that it is the world history textbook I am following when it tells you that the use of metal, a new level of human control over the environment and its resources. Next question. Did these white people experience what I've just read about using metal? To make a new level of deer life, to control deer environment in Europe? Did they have any of that experience? I'm talking about before our time. You see? Did they do it before our time? Because if they were doing these things when we came about, or the gods came about, it could be, we could be reading something different. But the fact they were there, okay? And the best thing they can do is fuck each other's asshole. That's what I want you to understand. Become reformed by their evil, where they are is not by natural causes. When under natural causes, they didn't have none of this stuff that I'm reading. I am reading about what the gods doing for the hybrid people. Okay? And this is a system that these sodomites don't have anything to do with. So when you see them now behaving the way they do, you must understand that they infiltrate us. Right? And if you don't want to take on this knowledge to know that nothing that they have, nothing that they own belongs to them. Nothing at all. But are so damaged and unresponsive to our own protection. And they now begin to become our protection. Oh, we, you get, make the cat guard the milk. They have it long time and planning a long time to dump us somewhere, right? And those of us who want to survive must turn sodomite fucking ass. That's what these white people are doing right now. And if you don't want to think it's that, you go on and fool yourself. Time is running out. We, through the intelligence that the gods give us, was able to use metal that mark a new level of human control over the environment and resources. These guys stole everything from us and become the master of it and put us to capitulate underneath them. But the knowledge of it, if it come inside of you, you will never do that. But you're going to go to church as long as you lose your mind. You're going to go to church and praise God, praise Jesus. And these guys are ruling us right now. And what they're using to rule us is nothing given in the education that we have received. Because it tells you that there, when these things I'm reading to you began to take place, Where was the white people at? Why nothing is said? Why were they not included into what was going on? They are, until this day, you don't have civilized people. Okay? And if they are counting themselves as the number of people in the world, it is because they take on bogus power and include themselves. See what they do? They write a Bible and say, a God made them on us. And, you know, thinking no. That's a thinking no. Think. Not Nagasa. And if we are ever going to come to anything, we will have to come to the realization. And these people must be out, because you don't vote for them into no office. They make up and invent this whole thing. But democracy, they make it up. And because our brain has been knocked down for so long, they are confident now we will never rise. Well, we are rising right now. We are rising right now. And who is going to go down? We're not going any further. Some are going to perish, but I tell you what, a lot of us will survive, because they don't have any truth to survive on. They have guns and stuff like that. We don't give a darn about their gun and bombs, okay? Because we are not fanning that energy. Energy that we have is far superior, and like the thunder that rolls and lightning that destroy, you see, and other things. Two, that is where our lives at. When we let them come and get blood that make them talk, it was not a good thing. But hey, it makes for a show, and this is what it is. Well, there's a way out for us. We must choose the way of learning our history, because it's guiding us. If you think that these white people cannot be getting rid of, they can be gotten rid of overnight. Overnight. We have government, and we are not having the benefit of our government. See what they do with the African people here? All right. So they're going to do all of these things, as we can see. And look how the gods is going to do away with it. No big deal for them. And if you and I are not purging ourselves for them to work through you and me and all of us who decide to buckle up and learn and become who we are supposed to be. These people want you to turn sodomite. If you don't know that, I'm telling you, it is true. They don't want anything else. Why you think they come in with Christianity, you know, all this long time, and still going in the same trajectory? They want the world to be Christian, because that's the way that they're going to get you to fuck us up. And if what I'm saying is not true, why Obama give the Supreme Court something that they never do before? They do other things, but they never do before. This is the most recent. They're making federal law to marry two men like you marry two women, like you marry a man and a woman. That's what these fucking stinking ass white people, that's what they come into our territory jurisdiction and do. And I'm saying, no, get out. And they sit there, all they're talking about, them and Trump and all these fucking ass white European idiot, hominid, monkey origin. That's what we come down to. We come down to being care of by monkey origin people. That's where African people come to. Look, the point is this. I'm here sitting and I'm talking. You don't see anybody face me here. You don't see anybody face me. And who I tell the truth? Who is telling the truth? It's got to be me. I don't say it's I alone. There are other people saying other things too, but hey, together we make a whole. And it means that we must have the perfection into what we are saying. It must fit together. You get this to say, I get that to say, and it all fit together. These white people, they, you know, I mean, it's a host of them right now. And you may get think that the issue that they're talking about, oh boy, it seems like, oh, this will never go away. But that's not true. That is not true. That is not true. There's a process that is going on with the so-called president in America. They call it USA, the United States. There's a process going on with them. And if you don't see that they are going head down, they are going heads down, right? And you will think that, oh, they're glittering and they're this and this star. You're not seeing what direction they are going in, right? This is a civilized world. And they ain't civilized. And we are standing and allow them to play out. And God is like, so you're really making them do it, eh? Because the gods know that they just need one person. And it's written in the Bible itself too. Whether or not we know, the Bible don't have redeeming power in there. Because there is no creation of God in the Bible of Adam and Eve. That's a lie. But there are places in some part of the Bible that say things that is not supportive to sodomite life, but rather cursing it. So it's a matter of reading and know what you're reading. And it's just like if you find a $20 bill in the grass, you'll pick it up, because 20 bucks can do a lot of things, you know, with gas in your car and even further from groceries too, right? And so we are, my friends, we have everything to purge us from where we are. But these people have really dragged us down. But if you don't come to know what the truth is, the energy that is supposed to like carry us on in the direction that the gods, you know, given to us, then we're going to perish. And of course, perishing is what you want, because you don't concern yourself with what gives life, spiritual life. I tell you that these white people are taking us for a ride. That's what they're doing. But now with their bogus AD and Adamani, like they have real government bureaucracy, they're calling what they're doing like this Jesus thing that, if they had some sense, they should see that we already find out too much things about the nonsense that they have done. And stop it. Find shelter for themselves. Rather than trying to make us think that, oh, you know, this is America, dear country, and stuff like that. I mean, they're thinking as, you know, I mean, they should realize that those things are not true. And don't hope that, oh, they're going to bring us under more subjection for us to start fucking assholes, because that's what they want. I'm pointing out that they never had not even green leaves, not even a green leaf of what is civilized. 2 million years in Africa and 1.5 million years in Europe. They don't manufacture a green leaf, nothing. And they would want to like, and we have the account of what they do in their development king and reading and stuff. This is what they wind up telling us.
I'm going to read it to you.
Know we or do the dangers of this assumption become more clear than in the Puritan's treatment of the Native American. Since the Puritan considered themselves God's chosen people, they conclude that they had the right to take the land from the heathen Indians. American Indians were the new Canaanites in America's promised land. The fruit of the Puritan theology was brutal. They saw their mission as convert these Canaanites to Christianity. Failing that, to slaughter them in the name of Christ.
Hope you hear that, right? I hope you understand that.
Did they make metal? Did white people make metal in the Bronze Age? Who is it that started metal? If you ask them, they'll tell you it's the Sumerian. These white people, they will admit certain things because, you know, they don't want to, like, jump over the wall on certain things because it's going to be difficult for them to, like, you know, fight. Yeah. You see? But they're going to talk things that they, it's like they totally forget that the Sumerians are the first human civilization that published. They are not included into civilization. White people are not included into civilization. They are standing up now and behaving like they do because we don't have anybody preaching against them. You see, people, you will hear African people talking about the police or, you know, other white people, the employers or something like that, or wealthy person. But, oh no, they're not talking about what constitutes government that is holding your social security and stuff like that. Oh no. No. You don't hear anybody come after them. The Rothschild. I say, bring the Rothschild here. Talk to me. You can call me. Give out the number all the time. Let Rothschild call me and see what happens. Rothschild. Yeah. It would be the end of the Rothschild. You know, see? Because at least he's breathing and have support of those who are adoring Rothschild, you know, and all that the Rothschild is known to be. You see what I'm saying? But you're not facing the truth. Facing the truth is a different thing. You see what I mean? And you can't have the truth the way I do, and I feel like I'm afraid of Rothschild. You see what I mean? I know where Rothschild coming from. You know what I mean? And I know a lot of things what these people have done. You see what I mean? For example, the Puritan massacres of the Pequot Indian tribe on May 26, 1637. And again, on July 14, 1637. Were deemed by the Puritans to be directed by God of the Holy Bible. That God tell us to go kill them. You see? And we become the enemies of their God. Because their God tell them to kill us. So who are we? Yeah, because we don't have no politics by Africa to protect us. You see what I'm trying to say? So you see what position these white people are in today? Oh, you watch what's going on. But is anything too hard for the gods? No. And especially the gods get to show things that they can do when we become vessel that they have cleansed to live civilized. But what happens when we are following these sodomites? And they are able to talk these things because they are sodomites. Like I tell you, they don't have civilized core inside of them. Because why would they talk these things and do the kind of stuff they do? God laughed his enemies and the enemies of his people to scorn, making them as a fiery oven in the massacre that they committed on us. Did the Lord judge among the heathen, filling the place with dead bodies? That's what they did. And this is the way they see it. They are telling, you know, it's in the name of Christ and in the name of their God. And oh, God laughing at us. But, you know, love them, these faggot people. Look, this is what they're writing in their document, name, Puritan Christian Agenda. Google that under what you call there now, Microsoft browser. Google them. Puritan Christian Agenda. And you will, look, you need to understand white people. I'm reading to you what they all stand for, what I am reading here. All right? So it tells you there's a lot in this document for you to read. You see what I mean? Because it is all anti-African people, anti-gods. And when they are talking about God, they are making a God, a sodomite God, in a Bible called a spirit God and monotheism God. You see, where there is no history at all that you can find that is civilized, that backs up anything that they are saying. But they are faggots. They are homosexual culture. Okay? And if you don't understand that, then you're being fooled by them and you praise God and praise Jesus and go to church. Church is blasphemy, if you don't know. So it goes on to tell you, converting these pagans for God was acceptable to the Puritans, to these white people. But killing the pagans for the Lord, mean God and Jesus, was also acceptable. So, my friends, there you got it. There you got it. I started to tell you and giving you the distinction between us, civilized people, that they have taught us to not, these white people teach us long time from we are kids, to not accept. The world is a textbook on what it says about the gods and creating hybrid people. Really? So it's not easy for you and I to come to accept what the world is a textbook is saying. It's a record of the past, but yet still, you think the Bible is far superior to what the world is a textbook says. Right? You probably think the Bible is superior to your birth certificate as well. You know what I mean? Because you don't have the sense of what is literal or tangible opposed to the tangible. You don't have that sense. So now, if you begin to read something that is taking you away from the Bible, you won't be able to, like, distinguish between what is positive from what is negative, because you are brought up with the mind
to believe in what the Bible says. That's not the way this world really exists. Come to this portion now, my friends. So I want to close off on what I was saying to you about the emergence of civilization and that it totally excludes African people. And this is the top line of credible source of humanity, excluding what some of the things that these sodomites write into this world history textbook. You can always tell when they come up on their sodomite podium and begin to say certain things, such as things that they were saying back 2,000 years ago about Herod and Star and all those kind of stuff, right? You come into this book, and this book is telling you primetime stuff that is accurate. But the Bible will keep you away from reading and understanding it. So I'm telling you about the mixing of white people with African hybrid people. They bring us down to where we don't know no better. And they teach us the Jesus doctrine. The Jesus doctrine you must burn and dump because there was no Jesus. So what they teach is us to forgive and all this kind of stuff. It is something to make us stay into this stinking belief that salvation is here for us. I know Jesus is good and nice. Listen, it's not true. They would like us to think that they are the one that build cities. They are the one that make government. They are the one that make the church, and they call it religion. When you read these things, you have to be really gone to not understand that, what you're believing is nonsense. Right? Because these people plot the Christian thing here a long, long time. You see? And that at a certain time, they would come out the closet. They knew that they would come out the closet at a certain time. And that's what they do. When they find out that they have Africa allow them to have politics now as a power to act like a government, AD Anno Domini, in the year of our Lord. That's why. If you research AD Anno Domini in the year of our Lord, you will find out what I'm saying, though, and come back and tell me. Not afraid of nobody. Read it and find out that AD don't stand on anything that is civilized at all. All right? But they find out that we turn fool, they can tell us anything. How long will it last for them? So, after all of these stages, we're done. Coming out of the Neolithic Age into the Bronze Age, we now find that we find this that is going to land us into the next subheading tells us exactly what our civilization is about. And it still doesn't include these white people in Europe. They are still not a civilized people. They don't belong to the hybrid and ethnic people. Okay? They're not a part of us. They can never be a part of us. And if we were handling ourselves according to instruction, they wouldn't be among us. Because we would be handling our own government. Sitting right here in our head. And he's like, we don't even know. Now, let me read. Now we have rise of cities, growth of government, and the role of religion. Hear this part that is going to lead us into everlasting life from here on out to where we are
and going forward. The role of religion is important. Religious developments also characterize the new urban civilizations. All of them develop religions to explain the workings of the forces of nature and the fact of their own existence. Gods and goddesses were often believed to be crucial to a community's success. To win their favor, priests supervised rituals aimed at pleasing them. This gave the priest special power and made them very important people. Rulers also claimed that their power was based on divine approval, and some rulers claimed to be divine. Now, this next subheading is, it reads like this: a new social structure. You see what I mean? So we were coming from a lower level of, say, economic life. And it tells you how we began to use iron to develop our society. All right. And this is how it comes to tell us a new social structure. And it begins to tell you the kind of people who were now forming this new social structure. And then after it finished telling you that, you know, about, this is the last end of this paragraph here. I'm not reading all of it. It says, taken together, the civilization of Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China constituted nothing less than a revolutionary stage in the growth of human society. Human society has nothing to do with white people. Absolutely nothing to do with white people. So you see them catching up here and behaving like, oh, we are nobody underneath them and stuff like that. You know, it's laughable. You see what I mean? But that's how homosexual fucking ass culture. That's the way they are. That's what they have become. But for 3.5 million years, they didn't know a word. Not a word. So now, so after it says this, it says the use of writing, artistic activity. These are, you know, the things that our civilization consists of. We allow them to come in and spoil it. That's what is happening. And only the good gods can raise us up out of this. And I think they are. They are. But what do you think they're going to do? They're not going to move out and come back down here to come nurse us. Okay? So my friends, it's all up to us. It's up to me. I started to read and I started to find out. I don't delight in anything else. Not my ignorance at all that governed my life before. No. I want this because this is the riches that all of us need to have. These folks come and lie and take away the actual wealth, but they cannot take away the riches of principality that is inside of us whenever we accept and follow the truth. Right now, following white people and Christianity, you're dead. You're really dead. Learn the truth. That's what I'm doing right now. So here's what I got. And I would like to, like, just give you a little Brooke Benson. And I'll be right back.
someday, some way, you'll realize that you've been blind. Yes, darling, you're going to need me again. It's just a matter of time. Go until you reach the end of the line. But I know you'll pass my way again. It's just a matter of time. After I gave you everything I had, and call me a clown. Remember, in your search for fortune and fame, what goes up must come down. I know. I know that one day you'll wake up and find that my love was a true love. It's just a matter of
okay, that's wonderful, Brooke Benton. All right, my friends, I am going to go over to this section now, Code Red. Elohim God's civilization under Europe existentialism threat by gays. They have done an enormous, disastrous act upon the world civilization. They started a long time ago, quite a few thousand years ago, let's say, particularly from the Bronze Age in the 3000. By then, they were talking and learning to read. Okay? And this is what brought us to where we are. And why I'm delving into the history that tells us in a practical way how we came about by the first man, ape man, okay, by a species, hominid, subgroup, Homo erectus, turned out to be the homosexual. Plain and simple. They didn't just come out of nowhere. Right? You don't know of African people to be no homosexual, but they would like to like make up all kind of stories to make it seem like we were homosexuals. But look, they cannot survive with it. They will not survive with it. They survive when we were not countering anything they do. Now it's different. It's different. And the only way it won't be different is if the gods don't care anything about us, no matter what we think or do. That would have to be the case where nothing changed. But if at all, they have a regard for our desire to be right and make that effort. Well, these white people don't stand a chance. They don't stand a chance. Because if we didn't know any better, and we come to find out, and they know our heart whether we are true or not. You know, and I am telling you, I am not questioning whether or not, you know, this tangible and intangible situation exists. I hold on to it because I don't see anything else in existence but it. And that's where I stand. Code red and code blue are both terms that are often used to refer to a cardiopulmonary arrest of emergencies. For example, bomb threats, terrorist activity, child abductions, or mass casualties may be given code designations too. Go down to by Annalisa Merrilli, senior reporter. Just a second. Okay, let's move on. Thank you for holding on. Yes. Senior reporter. Published January 21, 2016, last update February 21, 2016. This article is more than 2 years old. Constant findings in suicide studies is that of the majority of victims are older white men. Data from the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention shows that in 2014, men accounted for 77.4% of all suicide in the U.S. and white males for about 70%. While most research on suicide has not compared different demographics published in November 2015. That was the year when Obama, Supreme Court, passed the law 5-4 to married sodomite honest fucking people of Europe. Yes, 2015's issue of men and masculinities journal. By Sylvia Sarah Kenneto, a professor of psychology, Colorado State University, does so with a few interesting findings that might help us understand why older white men and particularly those of European origin. I could guess that. It would be them. I was thinking it before I come to this point. Are more at risk of suicide than any other demographics. And my friend, the fact is, that's about all I have here for you. That's all I have here for you, right? And truly, I wasn't paying attention that this article was so short. But I think based on the compound things that I talked about, I don't know how a lot of people feel about what I talk about, but look, I am not talking for entertainment as I know it is in the world I live in. Talking because I am compelled to say the things that I grow up into to this point. I have to speak to the analysis and the summary of it. And because, just like teachers who specialize in certain subjects, and they may have more than one classes to teach the same subject to. It could be mathematics or science or biology or something like that. And they have different classes. And they do it maybe like 5 days a week. Nobody's going to say that is too much for that teacher to be, you know, teaching the same thing every day. But I may think that if you don't have the chemistry to do it, you know, whether it was one day or not, I mean, your chemistry is not very, you even get tired of doing it, one every day or every other day. It's like it could get boring. Some people chemistry are like that. But some people may have the chemistry that love doing it every day, 5 days a week. Yeah, teaching your subject. People are like that. Some people don't, it doesn't work for some people. Now it kind of get worse with some people because, and especially listening to me, there are people out there who are listening. Not too long ago, a lady came to one of my shows, and she told me that she's been listening to me for about a year or something like that, somewhere in that neighborhood. But she's telling me that she somebody told her about the show, and she's been listening to me, and she eventually came in one day and told me, you see, your chemistry and what you feel, appetite for, is basically what is going to control you and your attitude and your feelings, you know. So if somebody, let's say, coming from my background, and they have a need to hear things along this line, they'll be all right. If they don't have anything else working inside their system. You know what I mean? Now, I am the one who feel impressed to talk about it and delve into it. Because look, there are so many different facets into the history, for me to keep on going, you know, I'm not going to able to come back to where I start because there's too many things that is leading down the road of history that I am not going to able to cover all of it. So the fact that I am intrigued by history, because to me, it's an ultimate knowledge. To me,
It's our ultimate knowledge. And the way I grew up has a lot to do with my feeling about it. I was isolated from knowing reality. Now I am reading what I identify as reality. To me, there's too much to absorb. You know, to make, and I'm growing too, you know, the way I feel about myself and, you know, and there is a certain feelings I would like to experience every day. But once you are growing with knowledge of what you're saying, you don't expect your feeling is going to be the same for reasons why, you know, you cannot develop that mature feelings yet, because you are learning, you're growing, and you know it is a part of you, of shaping you into being that perfect person that you would become. And you know, for people who don't, I don't expect anybody to come and sit around and listen to me all day long. No, is, you know, whatever a person feel like they want to hear, you know, do it, because it's you, it's your energy. But there are a lot of people who come and go and hear something, and that's all some people need is just to hear something one time, and they propel off, they go into that direction, and basically is in the same direction, but let's say in a different lane of it and stuff like that. Now, so I am telling you that I can't get enough of the history that I'm talking about, because there's a lot of facet to it. A lot of facet to it. And besides, I need to say a lot of things to supply what different people want in what I am saying, you know? And that's the way it is, my friend. It depends on what your mind has carrying on inside of you, and what your mind is doing, or really has a lot to do with the way you grew up and your exposure, just like I'm talking about for me. But it is a fact that I'm not looking for anything from anybody. That's a fact. You can rest assured that, you know, I never try to influence people to give me money for anything at all. Now, a few times I talk about, you know, a couple booklets that I wrote. And one of, and the, you know, the major piece of work into these few booklets. You know, one is a real book. I mean, 244 pages of this book. And I, you know, I named the book Bamboozled, Besieged by Lies, My Never a Sinner. And the reason why that came to me was the number of items that I wrote in the book. The nature of those things, since as I'm coming out of a church culture, and how I am feeling now that I have read some history and know much about that culture that I was growing up in, and what real human culture, real civilized culture is, what was the most appropriate title I was to give the book? And that's the title that came up, that I find the most relevant, and I titled it Bamboozled, which means somebody's tricking you, besieged by lies. All the lies that they are telling you, you know, it's fence you around. It is a problem. So bamboozled, besieged by lies. We were never born or created sinners. Lie.
because that's all I grew up with and believe. A while for me to read and to purge out that old bunch of foolishness about Adam and Eve in a garden. Look, not that Adam and Eve in a garden doesn't come from some relevance. It does. But it's not enough to give the Bible thanks for carrying something about it. No, I don't have any thanks to offer to those who write the Bible because they have done more harm than doing any good. You see, because what the Bible is going to tell you will never tune your mind to a perfect state for you to develop to the perfect human being you want to be. The Bible is not going to take you there. No matter how positive you take it, it is not going to do it because it tells you that your mind must be unnatural for you to understand the things, the very slime that is in the Bible that they wrote there. Really? But good things still in the Bible. But you don't want to depend on the Bible as your source of perfection. You know, what teaches you to be a perfect person. You ain't going to get it from the Bible. Because ain't no concept in the Bible that is going to bring you to that. Because what is in there that's good doesn't teach you all the things you need to know, but it teaches you something you need to know, though. That kind of thing. So I want to thank you for listening. And just know that the reason why I am here, you know, just think that it could be for a supreme reason, you know, because I may be the only person like me in the world. It may be. I haven't found someone else like me. I have not. I've found people with good thinking, of course. And I listen to a lot of African people, professors and stuff like that, and teaching stuff and things like that. But you know what? I think what I have found is the kind of information that will cleanse a person's mind in the way that they are left to develop themselves in the way they perceive they should be. Because what I say to anybody has nothing in it to bind you to a certain concept that you still have things you cannot process. You know, I since I find the way to think where I am not in bondage to anybody or to anything, and I am free to find out what I want. And if I want to know anything and I need to ask somebody a question, I'm going to ask them a question, but I'm not going to start feeding on them to like give me knowledge. No, because, you know, I know the kind of things I need to know. I may not know them yet, but I think in this way that I am going to find out. Well, I know the way I feel and what I need. So all I need to do is look for what I need, basically. You know, so there is that hoping, objective, logical way where your knowledge is broad and you don't have anything against nobody. You have to get it from, you know, the decrees of human civilization that has to condemn you or show that you're short and stuff like that. But as long as you keep on digging and looking for what you think you need, you know, and I don't get in anybody's way. And if I'm talking to anybody, I don't get in their way, regardless of what I'm going to say. I am always at an angle when I'm talking to people because I'm not going to tell you this is what you must do. I don't do that. I am always saying it from a viewpoint, you know, and I may sound persuasive in what I'm saying, but the persuasive, you follow the context of my persuasion. I'm not telling you this is what you must do. I'm never going to do that. Because you have to process things yourself. And if you don't develop a mind that will process things, for you to find out the global truth, find out cause of the universe. If you don't do that, you're not going to get there, right? So I am here and I am talking these things. And these are not shallow things. That, you know, there's hardly anybody that is containing me, which means like to be around me all day long, to be around me all day long, because me have what me want. Yeah. My disposition, right? I'm coming up against what the authority book says. I would never use any information that I don't learn by now that this is the book that you are to learn to use. And that's what it is. Now, I think a few people talk to me and they gain, you know, liberty in to a certain dimension and stuff like that and commend what they learned from me. But look, it's not easy to hang around me all the time because you need to go and learn yourself. It's all right with me. If somebody talk to me a while and I'm going to talk to you a while, and I am not going to hang around certain people either, even though I may talk to them and we talk about certain things. But you know what? You don't go around in my circle. You just don't go around in my circle. And like the other day, I talked to someone who I thought, oh, we got along well and we do not run into no problem. But they said something to me that I just know that, you know what? I'm not going to warm up to this company anymore. Because you cannot talk those kind of things to me and I feel comfortable with you. You have to know better than that. Go learn better than that. I talked to my big brother the other day and I tell him the way I felt. And when I expected him to look into what I said and talk to me objectively. Oh, no, he got annoyed. I wasn't talking about him. I was talking about myself. And for him to, you know, add something to my, the way I feel. You know, because it's not anything that is going to cost him anything or burden him. It's a matter of sharing your views. Sharing his views concerning what I say. No, he starts rebuking me for always talking about the same thing all the time. So you can see when people's minds are that closed up. So you may say, why am I saying that about him? No, I didn't say he tried to make sense of what I said. That's not what I said. I say start rebuking me when he should be trying to help me. That's what I'm saying. Because I tell him the way I'm thinking. It's not like he need to ask me. So my friend, I'm way up there. This is what I have to fight against. You see what I mean? I don't like that. I don't like that. Now, so a person will have to, one of my friends I talked to again, he did me something that I was very, very shocked. He told me that Zachariah Sitchin, he doesn't like Zachariah Sitchin. He's not into Zachariah Sitchin writing. And I asked him why. He doesn't tell me. I went back a second time. Why you don't like what he said? Can you give me something, what he says, you know? And then he doesn't say nothing. He don't answer me. Then we are not face-to-face, you know, so we are communicating. Why, what is wrong with Zachariah Sitchin authorship, things he said. You know, why can't you, give me a quote from one of his books or so. Dust to dust, ashes to ashes. And this was a friend that I respect deeply. Deeply, I tell you. Deeply. Now, when somebody is afraid to just stay the course of their own mind and don't try to carry somebody else's burden, you know, let out objectively to a person. But if you're going to go as far as say something direct to a person, and it is good for us to either let out or take in. So if somebody say something to you and they want your feedback, why? People are writing me a survey all the time and want my feedback and stuff like that. You see what I mean? And if I feel like, you know, especially depends on who is asking me to do it, you know, I'll write them back and, you know, and express exactly what I want to say and what they may love to hear, you know. So what I'm trying to say to you is that I am really gone far up the ladder of psychology and your mind thinking and about myself, because I have myself to deal with. You know, I'm not really dealing with other people. I'm dealing with myself every day because I find weakness in me that I need strength over every day. Nobody is going to help me with that. But if somebody says something good to me, it will help me though. If I see it's good, yeah, I swallow it. It helps me. But it becomes a part of my package whenever I get something good from somebody that I know is good and I want it to stay in my basin, my mind basin of thought. I want it in there. So, my friends, I want to thank you for tuning into the program, and I hope that you do well. I see you on the next edition. Take care.